The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In
advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, earth proteins and vitamins, health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello Maui, this is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones, aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. We've got an exciting show for you again today. So in spite of everything else that's going on in your negative things going on in your life, here's something positive, a whole hour of positivity.
Yes, yes,
here
yes.
Here we go.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy owners with our wonderful son Darren of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway. The greatest formulas, the greatest combinations, the greatest products you can't get anywhere else, and which have been shown to be just a landslide, a cascade of magnificent benefits, and proven to be so. And also the proud and happy owners of the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well. Organic, magnificent, and interactive. And we are humbly, endlessly grateful for our daily deliveries of all the wonderful organic produce from the local organic farmers that we incorporate along with the Vortex
water,
amazing
baby.
Amazing water, completely energizing.
It gets me spinning just thinking about it.
Just thinking about that. Yeah. Complete detoxification, cell availability, strength and immune system, no toxins whatsoever present in that water.
And the proper realignment of all the molecular components in the water to be just like water used to be before all the heavy processing and all the stuff that goes on with the product before you put it in your mouth.
Right, and if you can't go to the tops of mountains, a zillion miles away from every kind of human life, sometimes you want that. Right now I feel that way. I feel that way, where there might be freedom up there in some mountain, you know,
that's
far,
right,
far, far away.
Well, that's where freedom is anymore.
Yes. Well,
on the top of the mountain.
On top
far,
the top of,
far away.
And you know, it's always thrilled me, too, when we just said that the amazing trace minerals and that company and all that gets these fantastic minerals from the ancient Zechstein seabed in the Netherlands.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is considered to be, for I don't know how many centuries, the purest spot on Earth because it's so far away from any kind of humanity, any kind of toxicity. The ancient seabed, no toxins mm-hmm. whatsoever. And that's where they get the wonder. We have all of those wonderful minerals and trace minerals, electrolytes, etc. Isn't that beautiful?
It is beautiful.
And every day you can come and eat the magnificent food, organic food, and again, everything, there's only water that's used there in
is
the Vortex. And remember, fabulous organic combinations, great prices, and there you can always call. We'll have it all ready for you.
And you can go to the app, the Broth app on your phone, and place your order, Alive and Well Maui, the broth at Alive and Well.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what it
yes.
is. The broth at Alive and Well.
Uh-huh.
Place your order and get everything lined up. Tell them when you want it, and it will be there when you walk in the door.
Absolutely.
If you'd like us to walk it out the door to your car, mention that as well.
That's right.
And that's what we give you.
Any one of those services, that's really absolutely wonderful. So you can come in and pick out from the menu see the gorgeous wild fresh fish and all the other different things that we have, or vegan and vegetarian dishes, whatever. We have it all there, but we're fanatic organics, you know. That's it, fanatic organic.
That's it, baby.
Yes, and so we have a lot of exciting information to share for you today. And, you know, we so admire the holistic, but with huge backgrounds, like Dr. McCullough, MD, amazing background. He's come under a lot of terrible situations that have happened to him lately, but I think it's important to at least tell somewhat about it and what a great hero he certainly is, and others too.
And not just Dr. Mercola.
No, not just Dr. Mercola.
The holistic movement, holistic health physicians, they call them complementary physicians, or MDs, who use drugs on occasion, but also use nutrients. They stress lifestyle, food intake, food choice. And those are the doctors that are being, a lot of pressure is being put upon them. Because if you don't toe the line and say exactly what the government wants you to say, then your license is maybe maybe a rearrangement or maybe elimination.
Yes.
Okay. Which reminds me, you know, a year ago, I've told this story several times, but let me say it one more time. Dr. Siegel was on television last March, a year ago March, before the pandemic really hit, okay? It was coming, and everybody was terrified of the pandemic. And the vaccine was a year away. It said the vaccine wouldn't be here until early 21. This was in March of 20. The announcer asked, what can we do? And Dr. Siegel says, boost your immune system.
Exactly.
Boost your immune system.
I remember that so vividly.
He says, how do you do that? Well, he says, you take some vitamin C and D and zinc and quercetin.
That's right.
And now, wait a minute.
NAC.
Yes. But the guy says, what is quercetin? That's a funny name. And he says, quercetin is a bioflavonoid. It's along with all the natural foods. But you might want to take extra amounts of it because quercetin breaks up the congestion in the lungs.
That's right.
And they were using breathing machines and killing thousands of people. Well, Dr. Siegel said to use the quercetin, the vitamin C, and the D3. Recently, I saw him on television. He's espousing the benefits of taking the vaccine. I said, what is going on with the vaccine? And before it was quercetin, vitamin C, and D. Now he says, you got to take the vaccine. Well, all industry, all big owners of major television shows and the broadcasters, they all are towing the line of you've got to take the vaccine. And doctors are being threatened.
Yes.
If you promote something other than the vaccine, your license might just disappear tomorrow
morning.
That's
right. Terrible fines, even jail terms and all.
Yeah.
Just by telling people, you know, they're not necessarily claiming a cure. They're talking about boost the immune system. I know that as a lifelong asthmatic as a little child and severe allergic, when I discovered the thing with quercetin and vitamin C, it helped me so dramatically, and even my grandchild who had situations too, and so many other people. Well, here's the quote, and I'm grateful to this PhD, Dr. Johnny Bowden. He's a very, very famous guy, just doing a report, not doing his opinion. And this was part of his report. Quote, Dr. Mercola was known for exposing his readers to brilliant but renegade thinkers like Kilmer McCulley, MD, the professor who was basically deplatformed out of his lab at Harvard for advocating the view that homocysteine was as serious a risk factor for coronary heart disease as cholesterol, a piece of what they called disinformation that did not sit well with the establishment. Postscript, Dr. McCulley, MD, was welcomed back to Harvard after about two decades of subsequent research essentially proved he was right all along.
That's right.
And they have the clinical trials to prove that.
Now, can I just mention this? This is, unfortunately, a very crude example, but this is what science is really all about.
That's exactly right.
Science is a continual investigation. Science is never carved in stone. The scientific process, the scientific method is carved in stone. The information derived from the scientific method is always up to question.
Okay, now here is what he goes on to say. An example of the dangerous misinformation that brought death threats to members of the Mercola organization.
Oh, yeah.
That's terrifying. Take a look at one of the FDA's Food and Drug Administration's warning letters to Dr. Mercola, which states that he is illegally promoting products, specifically vitamin C, vitamin D3, and quercetin, intended, quote, to mitigate, prevent, treat, diagnose or cure COVID-19. This is what they said. Mm-hmm. And they came after him. They say him speaking about these things is illegal.
That's right.
Never mind a recent published paper, says Dr. Johnny Bowden. Quote, vitamin D insufficiency can account for almost 9 of 10 COVID-19 deaths. It's time to act. And he quotes the recent published medical paper. According to Medscape, vitamin D deficiency quadruples the death rate from COVID, and they have all these medical trials. Apparently, the FDA and the New York Times have decided that Joe Mercola is guilty of what's turning out to be the defining sin of the 21st century, disinformation. Can you believe this?
And they're the great arbiters of all the language.
That's
you
right.
can only use the language as they say you can use the language. And if you say something they don't agree with, you are promoting disinformation and insurrection.
That's exactly okay. right. And they fine you. They put you out of, cut your ability to speak freely or quote the truth.
Or practice your own profession.
That is exactly right. And you know, in going on, because the great cardiologist, Stephen Sinatra, MD, heart doctor, mm-hmm. famous. He was the one that brought out all the incredible information about the most active form of CoQ10, CardioQ10, mm-hmm. and what it could do for the heart and how essential it was. When cardiologist Stephen Sinatra, MD, originally appeared on the Dr. Oz show, a committee of doctors wrote in saying he should be banned from television. Can you believe this? For yep. talking about nutrients.
That's right.
And I want you
does
to
that
do this.
Show, does that give you some indication of how powerful the drug industry is? They're drugs. They're pushing
yes,
drugs.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, I want you to do this summation over here, okay? Please, about Timothy
Drugs
Noakes.
Have a place, but not the entire place.
Exactly
okay?
right. Go ahead.
Okay.
And Dr. Timothy
and
Noakes.
And when Dr. Timothy Noakes, N-O-A-K-E-S, Noakes, one of the most respected medical researchers and professors in South Africa, began to question the high-carb diet and recommended good high fats for his patients, the powers that be attempted to take his license away and to deplatform him for going against the standard medical practice. Well, the standard medical practice has been proven to be questionable in many, many instances. But it's all agreed upon by the drug cartel, but the standard medical practice leaves an awful lot of room for improvement. Going on, and this doctor was giving advice that was unscientific, according to the authorities.
Yes.
This resulted in a 4-year trial. Thousands of pages of scientific articles entered into evidence, and 2 international witnesses being flown in, all of which led to the total vindication of Dr. Noakes and the restoration of his license. Okay, it took a long time for the scientific method to really prove itself. But that's the whole point of the scientific method. The science at the time was, don't do what this doctor was doing. No, don't do that because you're unscientific and you're not a doctor. We're going to take your license away. But on further investigation, a scientific investigation of the actual data, then all of a sudden the true story came out.
That's right. Okay? That's right. And I'm appreciating this famous man bringing out this information about what was done. And I feel, as I'm sure so many people do, personally about Dr. Mercola and the other great doctors,
right.
because they have stood up for us. They have been champions
for the
of
world.
Truth. That's right. Remember, okay. you know, food is your best medicine, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The great leaders, the great... the great starters of what was considered to be the medical profession, saying
the Greeks
that.
Back yes. in the yes. age of the Greeks.
That's right.
Okay.
You know, Stephen Sinatra. I guess I can never forget his name because, as everybody probably knows, heard me before. Big Sinatra fan. I love Frank.
You like?
I know. I love
you?
Frank. I do.
You like Frank Sinatra?
I love Frank Sinatra.
Do you like his voice?
I love his voice.
Do you like the way he acts?
I love the way he acts.
Do you like his demeanor?
I love it. I love all his recordings.
You know
I love everything
you know
about him.
Do you know something more?
What?
I do, too.
You love Stephen Sinatra, too?
I love Stephen. I like Frank.
Frank. Right. And they weren't. I don't believe they were related. But yeah. I can never forget the name. But I've also, just along with you, Dan, read the incredible books and incredible information that Dr. Stephen Sinatra wrote about the importance of the cardio-Q10 to the heart. Mm-hmm. And he was against blood pressure medications that weaken the heart as a muscle and rob the heart of CoQ10.
And the
and
drugs.
Other things, and statin drugs that rob the heart.
And the aspirin and
all of that.
All of which have to take a terrible toll. The idea of taking an aspirin every day to prevent a heart attack, he says, is the biggest fraud in the world.
Okay, and he has, there's an article even about that, and even which is certainly supported here. But in the article that he wrote, Dr. Sinatra saying, in recent years, the scientific community has been increasingly focused on a rarely recognized yet widely prevalent condition that contributes to and causes an array of diseases, including cardiometabolic.
Metabolic.
I got it.
Okay.
Cardiometabolic diseases, arthritis, Alzheimer's, and depression. Chronic inflammation is the root cause of most chronic diseases and poses a significant threat to public health and longevity, says Dr. Sinatra. Trending in many specialties, medical specialties, chronic low-grade inflammation associated with changes in stem cell structure and deterioration is being referred to as inflam-aging, okay? And I'm going to give this to you in a second.
Inflame aging.
Inflammation.
Right.
And it is linked to a number of age-related diseases, including diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and cancer. By the way, that's also recognized by the American Medical Association.
What?
Has been inflammation being
absolutely
the major cause.
But sound out the word. Inflame.
Inflame. And the root cause is flame, fire.
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 Exactly. When you strike a match and you light a match, that's inflammation.
Right. And it's not a friendly fire. It ain't friendly.
No.
And to delay and support healthy aging while protecting the body from illness, says the doctor, medical experts continue to investigate the prominent role of chronic inflammation and its implications on the development of anti-aging therapies. Can you read this about causes of chronic inflammation that he goes on to say?
You bet I can read
this.
Go
ahead, kid. Take stage.
Causes of chronic inflammation. The condition stems from a failure of the immune system to mitigate responses to illness or injury. Factors can include the body's failure to eliminate viruses and bacterium or fungus, or exposure to a toxic substance, or the presence of an autoimmune condition. With age, immune responses tend to become less well-regulated and thus result in consistently elevated levels of inflammatory agents, such as C-reactive protein and chemokines and interleukin-6 and tumor necrosis factor A. Those are the names of some of the more recognized forms of inflammation. Further, inflammaging, that's a word I haven't heard before, inflammaging.
Inflammaging, yeah. Gets inflamed and it comes on even more strongly with aging.
That's what it says.
Inflame aging. That's right.
Okay. Can have a direct impact on skin health and vitality. And chronic oxidative stress can cause accelerated tissue damage.
Right. And can I say, I want to just add one very important thing to this, and that is that there was a huge report and a combination of reports about one of the most powerful weapons against inflammaging, okay? And that was the report on turmeric with bioperine, as in pain power. We'll talk about that in a minute. Go ahead, sweetie.
Okay. It goes on, the inflame aging weakens the skin structure and leads to the breakdown of elastin and collagen, which are the major components of skin integrity.
Aging of the skin. So
absolutely.
That's also another aspect. You know, you
of
may not.
Chronic inflammation.
Right, and it has a lot of masks, a lot of faces, all right, mm-hmm. A lot of different things.
And that particular inflammatory location impairs the skin's barrier function.
Can I just say one thing?
That continues, says the doctor, to the development of many unwanted dermatologic symptoms, wrinkles, hyperpigmentation, uneven skin tone and textural changes. Again, what is it? Inflammation, a match, a fire. And as you age, getting on in life and getting more years behind you than in front of you, the body's ability to correct or to subdue or mollify this inflammation weakens dramatically.
And who knew that, and who wrote an incredible piece about that that is far back, way before I was in high school, but I read it in there, and it stayed with me since. And it was Edgar Allan Poe. And what did he write?
Oh, really?
Mask of the Red Death.
Was he a health nut?
Not at all. But he wrote this incredible story. I wish I had it right in front of me right now. And I know it was that there was this party, and there was the dancing around. All these people were dancing with a beautifully masked and seemed to be an intoxicating dancer. But it had the Red Death was a symbol of a plague that was killing people. But it seemed to be dancing with people. They had fun. They loved it. And they didn't realize that they have given themselves away. Mm. And now, every time I hear about the red, the inflammation, mm-hmm. inflammation, any of that, I always think of that. The
good old Ed,
Mask of the Red Death.
Good old
that
Eddie
Edgar Allan Poe wrote about. It can be deceiving to us. It can come in many different forms. And as you've said many times, okay, the thing about, and so true, sugar and inflammatory substances that we take in create the state of flame in the body.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
Flame. And I think we should all get that. I want to get that book and bring it into Alive and Well.
And here again,
I mean, the story.
There was a doctor who said years ago, sugar and refined carbohydrates, flour products, bakery goods, and bread and pasta, all the crackers, all the cookies and crap. And he said those things create inflammation.
Yes, they do.
But he said oil, healthy oils, healthy fats, prevent inflammation.
Yes.
Now wait a minute.
Yes.
And he was pilloried. He was drawn and quartered. He was murdered by the press and by the establishment. Again, the medical establishment
said,
No, fats will kill you. Cholesterol is the killer. Well, it's been proven cholesterol is not the killer. And it's and all the drugs that purport to control cholesterol are not effective at all.
You know,
preventing cardiovascular disease.
Yes. And one of the things, the points that he absolutely makes, too, before he ends this, Dr. Sinatra, which I think is critically important to realize, experts emphasize the role of the gut microbiome in preventing chronic inflammation. Research has found that the gut microbiota of elderly patients often has decreased diversity, leading to weakened barriers against viruses and bacteria, and thus increased risk and prevalence of chronic inflammation. We've said that. I'm sorry, Dr. Sinatra, I'm not taking the stage away from you, not trying. But one of the main things with super digestizyme.
Of course.
Why?
Absolutely.
By digesting the food perfectly, you don't have the crap growing up inside of you and giving off these poisons and destroying your good, healthy microbiome.
That's exactly right, honey. And the putrefactive bacteria take over if you don't have the right balance of hydrochloric acid and other digestive enzymes, which you have in abundance when you're a young person. People up to 20 years of age, 25 years of age, seldom ever have gastrointestinal chronic conditions like people 60, 70, 80 years old. Because when you get older, you don't make as much of those components. The whole idea of esophageal reflux is lack of enzymes. It's not because you have too much acid.
That's right.
It's because you don't have enough acid to stimulate the sphincter at the bottom of your esophagus to squeeze tight. Close between swallows. Open when you swallow the food, let the food into the stomach, and then close up again because the acids in the stomach stimulate that muscle to contract. But when you don't have those concentrations of enzymes and acids like you had when you were younger, that stimulation doesn't occur.
That's right.
And food slides up your esophagus.
But so even that, people who are young can have that.
So then they give you an antacid,
yes,
which works. It works. It reduces the pain. But it also encourages the growth, neutralizes the acid for your entire digestive tract.
That's right.
And putrefactive bacteria then start to take over.
That's right. And much more than that, it's, they've been definitely linked to the breakdown of bones and spontaneous fractures, cancers, all kinds of things.
Dementia,
like that.
Dementia, the whole story. Okay.
You know, but here's the great news. Here's the, when you're speaking about inflammation, when the great geniuses putting together pain power and all the wonderful things, and as I said, that prevented me from having to do a surgery from a family in autoimmune illness that crippled my mother, my dearly loved ones, and aunt, and et cetera. But in the pain power, the systemic enzymes that eat up inflammation, but also the form of turmeric that was used. And here's a report on the form.
All right.
That was the form that's used highly in pain power, along also with the ancient thousands of years wonderful Boswellia, you know, which was the frankincense, the wise men to Mother Mary. Okay.
And the Japanese medical system.
Yes.
The folk system, the natto. NATTO, natokinase, and
sirachopeptidase.
Yes, high potency. Those are all heritage of use of these things in correcting all kinds of health challenges over the years.
Pain power. And here's the real key, and you need to hear this report, because the difference between people hear about turmeric and against one of the main players. But again, what's the differences? Here's the report. Turmeric with bioperine, okay, which is a black pepper extract, okay, as in pain power. And here it is. Add bioperine, quote, and it is 2,000 times more effective than just turmeric alone. That's proven
right.
That way. This combination helps to reduce inflammation, boosts your energy, supports heart health, according to studies, manages blood sugar, and even helps you burn more fat. Here are just a few of these benefits of this form of turmeric. It boosts memory, reduces mental fatigue, and enhances your mood. That's nice. Turmeric supports healthy blood sugar levels and improves insulin sensitivity so you don't get the diabetic response. Taking turmeric daily is like doing 1 hour of aerobics for your heart. Woo! I didn't know that one. It supports healthy triglycerides. Turmeric in this form has been shown to lengthen lifespan by up to 25%. I didn't know that either. That's like adding 50 to 20 productive years to your life. It supports healthy joints and reduces inflammation. Turmeric makes your skin healthier, improves digestion, helps you burn belly fat, and supports better vision, all quoted by medical studies.
And that's the turmeric. Now, what's in pain power is the curcuminoids.
That's right. That's right.
What are the curcuminoids? The curcuminoids are an extract from turmeric.
That's right.
The curcuminoids are the active ingredients in turmeric.
Yes.
So if you extract all the active ingredients in turmeric and combine it with the piperine, as the doctors have done, and combine it with natokinase and serratiopeptidase and other enzymes as well, you have a product called Pain Power. It reduces all the symptoms that the doctors talked about in that article about turmeric.
That's exactly right.
In spades, 2,000 times more.
Exactly right. And you know, we speak, Dr. Sinatra was talking about, and so many great leaders, about all these benefits of the cardio form, the 100% ubiquinol cardio form of coenzyme Q10. Well, here's this big medical report that is amazing. And here it is, okay? And they're quoting the exact medical study. This heart-healthy nutrient helps the body fight cancer. Cardio Q10 is well known as a nutrient that supports much better heart health and is essential for the beating, the pumping, and the functioning of the heart. Powerful antioxidant that is used to help people with heart failure and improve their chances of living longer, shown in all medical studies. Studies are continuing to show it possesses important anti-cancer powers.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I'll start this and give it to you. Studies prove, I'm quoting, that getting more of the active CoQ10 makes a big difference to your health. Along with acting as an antioxidant and fighting inflammation, It helps mitochondria, the little energy factors in each cell, efficiently produce the energy that fuels everything the body does. Yes, Dr. Sinatra, you see, they're echoing you, they're applauding you, and they're your team. Because Cardio-Q10 is so important for the production of energy, the cells in the body that are constantly very active, like the neurons in the brain, immune cells, and heart muscle cells, are especially needed for this nutrient. And just like Dennis says, of course, the doctors aren't saying
they
that, but I
didn't mention that in the article.
But they're saying as you get older, your cellular production of CoQ10 declines. Research shows, then they quote the study, okay? Okay.
You don't have to be older.
No.
The evidence shows, from other articles we've read, shows that by the early 30s, your CoQ10 production diminishes.
That's right.
And by your 40s, it's less. In the 50s, it's less, and so on.
Right.
So it's the same way with the production of glutathione.
That's right. Now, here they're reporting about the research supporting that about the CoQ10. Mm-hmm. Research, it shows that it's particularly low in people with cancer. Now, they quote the clinical studies in Italy, medical studies, mm-hmm. show that if you have melanoma and blood tests reveal you have low levels of CoQ10, you're in greater danger of dying from the cancer. And very low levels of this CoQ10 have also been demonstrated in women with breast cancer, and mm-hmm. they quote the clinical studies. And so the importance of how important that is, and they talk about you have to take the super pure omega-3 fatty acids in fish oil as well, because it helps to lower, both of them help lower PSA, prostate-specific antigen levels. And keeping these levels down reduces harmful cancer-linked inflammation in the prostate. Two big players there.
Amen.
Studies also found that the omega-6 fatty acids in processed vegetable oil cause an increase in PSA levels in the blood.
Prostate-specific antigens.
That's right.
That's the body's attempt to fight off infection and cancer.
That's right.
And those vegetable oils are safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all those clear polyunsaturated fatty acids, which receive such acclaim for much too long, and they always contribute to excessive inflammation. Fire in the cells.
That's right.
Fire everywhere in your body, which creates what? Every disease known to medical science.
No, that's exactly right. And the doctors go on to say that the CardioQ10 can stave off heart failure, linked to one of the most popular types of drugs in the U.S., the statins.
Statin drugs.
Research at the University of New Mexico now shows that if you've been taking statin drugs, you are far more vulnerable to heart failure. According to the New Mexico researchers, the incidence of heart failure in the U.S. is climbing amidst our widespread use of statins, which they say is to blame.
And statin drugs eliminate the CardioQ10. The CardioQ10 is
That's
creating
exactly
energy
right.
in every cell in your body. The statin drugs eliminate the CardioQ10. Muscle becomes weaker. Your brain becomes flatline. Okay? There's so much evidence. And again, we're not doctors. We don't create this news. We report the news from doctors and medical research facilities around the world. Okay? Not just one favorite icon that's leading the press today.
Okay. You know, and Den, I know that you aren't a dancer.
Who told you?
I had this feeling about it.
That's funny.
You know, I've just picked up on it.
That's funny.
You aren't a dancer.
I radiate that, do I?
Yes, but even though it's been shown, okay, that's another whole topic, and even though it's been shown to have so many health benefits, it's unreal, okay?
Uh-huh. But I've overcome all those health challenges of not being a dancer.
Yeah.
I've done that with nutrition, okay?
Right, now that's what I was just going to say.
You can dance your way around your food supply.
Okay.
Or you can take the right nutrients.
Well,
and
I guess, you know, now I can go and applaud you. Gary, can you applaud in the background for me? Thank you, Gary. He's the greatest. Wish you could all know him. Anyway, I can applaud you because you are a strength trainer. You know how?
You're not very good with your speech, but what kind of a trainer am I?
A strength trainer. S-T-R-E-N-G-T-H. Strength.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Muscle. Here's how and why.
Okay.
All right? And this is the European Farmer reporting it. Vitamin D3 is a strength trainer. And you take a good amount of the Alive and Well vitamin D3, and so does your wife, okay?
Oh, I sure do, honey.
Okay, here's the study that they're quoting right here, okay? Vitamin D3 deficiency, this is the title of the medical study. Vitamin D3 deficiency is associated with impaired muscle strength and physical performance, all capitalized, in community-dwelling older adults. Findings from the English Longitudinal Study of Aging in the Clinical Intervention Aging 2019 published medical journal. So their conclusion by the doctors was that vitamin D3 deficiency was associated with impaired muscle strength and performance in a large study of community-dwelling older people.
Oh, community dwelling. But
that means
old folks
all throughout the community.
Okay, retirement.
Very large study. Okay. And this is, can you believe? So now, darling, you have something you can answer me, and I shouldn't have given you the clue. All right?
Okay, all right.
When I say you need dancing to build up muscles, you need dancing to do all these different things, you can go, I'm a strength trainer. And you take your vitamin D3, pop it on your tongue, and go, see?
This is
I'm
it.
The strength trainer.
This is baby.
Oh, but
all right.
The guys are going to love this. Would you read this? I'm going to let you read it because this is a guy story, okay? A guy story, okay? All right?
I won't guide you wrong. Okay. I'm going to have the article.
Yeah, give it to you, kid. Read it.
Okay. Ah, here's something every Latin in the world will love.
That's good. Italy.
They will say, yes, bravo.
Bravo.
Okay. And Dr. Sinatra talks about this all the time.
Sinatra talked about it?
About this.
I thought you meant Frank, because he liked to sing Italian songs.
He liked to sing all kinds of songs, bless his heart.
Okay, go ahead.
An unusual food to increase testosterone.
Woo!
And that's called organic olive oil.
Woo!
And Dr. Sinatra, on his website, promotes organic olive oil.
That's right, okay? That's right.
Let me read the article.
Okay.
As a man ages, testosterone levels decline. Some men lose about 10% of their testosterone every decade. Signs of low testosterone in men include low libido, erectile dysfunction, low sperm count, enlarged or tender breasts, man boobs, fatigue, and low energy, feel down or have the blues or irritability, the grouchy old man.
Yes.
That's the story behind a grouchy old man.
Oh, yeah, there were even films, right? Grumpy old men and grumpy old men. But I don't know they talked about olive oil very much, did they?
They didn't mention olive oil, just grumpy old men.
Okay.
Just blame being an old man and you're a grumpy.
You think I don't know that, sweetheart? Gary, you're my witness here. Do you think I don't know about grumpy old men?
There aren't any grumpy old men. There aren't any grumpy. There aren't any grumpy old
gals,
men.
Okay, gals, line up.
There are no grumpy old men in our house.
Okay. Line up, gals. Come on. Go ahead.
And they have reduced muscle mass and the more body fat.
Woo!
It's bad for testosterone. Low-fat diets. What's bad for testosterone? Low-fat diets.
And the good fats is what they're talking about.
Let me read the article, if you please.
All right, the head, Grumpy.
New study finds that following a low-fat diet reduces testosterone levels in men by 15%.
Woo!
So researchers collected data on testosterone levels in 200 men, reducing dietary fat levels from 40% fat to 20% fat, decreased the testosterone, but increasing intake of monounsaturated fats, olive oil, avocado oil, avocados, and organic nuts, increased testosterone production.
Wow.
A separately published study found that a diet high in extra virgin organic olive oil for 3 weeks increased men's testosterone by 17%.
I never would have known that.
Hey.
I mean, every day we use the organic extra virgin, cold press, the whole thing.
And you haven't noticed that in me? My testosterone has increased by 17%?
Gary, why didn't you cut that right out of the show? Oh, my gosh. Well, I noticed you're a handsome guy. Maybe that's kind of part
of it. Maybe that's
do.
Why it is.
Isn't that amazing?
It is.
You keep on learning. It's such an exciting experience about what
that's
great
the food. Science
that's right.
of organic life.
That's right.
Okay?
Not the deep
science.
Fat fried bad fats. This is
and,
the great one, okay? Absolutely.
I always, when I'm talking about the fats in the diet, it goes back to Dr. Ansel Keys, who in the late 70s, early 80s maybe, He's the guy who started the non-fat diet. Okay? And my father was told by his doctor, Harry, you've got to stop eating the organic beef. You've got to stop eating any kind of animal fats. You've got to go completely fat-free.
Yes.
And my father, within a couple of years, just withered.
Yes, okay? It was very disastrous.
It was really bad.
Okay,
my brother also, who was only four years older than I,
and he was a
followed the same
pharmacist.
Diet.
Leading pharmacist.
Yes, but following that no-fat, low-fat diet, he had, at the time of his demise, I found out that he'd had 12 or 13 stents in his circulatory system and also in his kidneys.
Mm-hmm.
And the brain needs fat.
They need the right kinds of fats,
the
right
good fats, kinds of fat.
And prepared correctly.
There you said
not
it,
that
honey.
Deep fat fried garbage.
No.
I'm sorry.
But it's
I
the
turn
organic,
on a cooking channel, I can't believe what they
Dr.
show.
As Dr. Sinatra says, the organic olive oil, the organic coconut oil, the organic butter, all of those things do have cholesterol, yes, but that form of cholesterol does not contribute in any way to cardiovascular complications. In fact, it improves the cardiovascular system.
Absolutely. And, you know, when I think about it, I'm stressed thinking about all these things going on, and stress is rather prevalent in our society or throughout the world right now for
you
obvious
think?
Reason. And here's the top European Pharma reporting here that chronic stress, I'm quoting, places extra demands on our adrenal glands, which can cause adrenal dysfunction. To function at the optimal level, the adrenals require an array of necessary nutrients. To support, quoting, and repair adrenals, natural ingredients such as vitamins, minerals, and supportive nutrients are incredibly beneficial. Boy, European pharma is a whole different play. These ingredients work to repair the adrenal glands as well as support the body's ability to respond to numerous stressors in a healthy manner and helps restore adrenal function. And he lists the chart that is listed for so important is, of course, the B vitamins, which we have a tremendous emphasis in the multiple that we had put together with organic greens and wonderful adaptogens to support the health of the adrenals.
Right.
And high B vitamins. And the adaptogens are in that.
That's right.
And that's in, what's it called, Dan?
It's called Healthy One.
Healthy One. It's terrific. The price is wonderful, and there's no toxin, and wonderful herbs to support adrenals and high B vitamins.
It's a green superfoods multi, iron-free. If you need, you see, so many people have an iron excess. It's never really properly diagnosed, say, holistic physicians, because everybody assumes you need iron. Well, there are certain levels of iron that are healthy and certain levels of iron which are unhealthy. Iron in excess is a high oxidizer and becomes a free radical activator, which neutralizes healthy function of every cell in your body.
Absolutely,
okay,
absolutely.
And it's very bad for your liver.
Yes, so thankfully, putting those wonderful things together, and you can oftentimes, you know, you need to look at amounts. Because sometimes they can say, well, I have a B complex, and it's in my vitamin,
right.
And you have 1 milligram of each.
That's
high potency of all of them, and the and adaptogenic herbs, and all kinds, and organic spirulina, chlorella, et cetera, also put in that, too.
And enzyme activator.
Enzyme, that's right.
Okay.
Natural enzyme,
helps
vegetarian
enzyme. It
digest
itself as it goes into your body.
Right. They also stress here. The importance of vitamin C, as we've been saying, the amino acid tyrosine, and that's well known to help support adrenal function, pregnenolone DHEA, and taking the adaptogenic herbs. We're a big believer. We have an assortment of rhodiola, ashwagandha. I'm not sure exactly how you pronounce it. It's spelled ashwagandha, but I feel like saying it ashwagandha. I don't know. It has a kind of mysterious, you know, kind of elegant sound.
Sounds like it comes from maybe a 6,000-year-old medical practice.
Maybe so.
Called.
Right. It just has.
It does. Well, that's where it comes from. From India. It's a renowned, it's a staple of ancient Indian medicine.
That's right. And that's why we have, we're so emphasized that in a number of wonderful organic ways. Ashwagandha, I really believe in that.
I like the way
that supports strength, stamina, and energy without being stimulants.
And
that's important.
And you talk about, you like the sound of it. I like the sound of it when someone from India says it.
That's right.
With that Indian accent, it's phenomenal.
Did it say and sound? Did I sound the same?
No.
I
tried, but you didn't make it.
Oy vey, what can I do? I'm from New York. I'm a Jewish gal from New York. That's how we talk. Get real. Going on about the great thing that they're talking about, reducing stress on the adrenals, they say consider red ginseng to help improve energy levels, as fatigue can be a common side effect of stress. Don't we all know that?
Oh, don't we know that?
Ginseng is one of the world's oldest adaptogens and can help with physical and mental energy. I like that word, too, adaptogen, because it's a beautiful word, but it means helping the body to adapt to what is happening. There are
to
certain
everything.
Things, right, and there are things you can control absolutely, but when you look around society and things that are happening, you have to adapt and cope, but getting the body healthfully adapting and not doing destructive habits isn't, because the destructive habits are completely insane, right? And when you're thinking about using the wondrous pain power and all, here's another way to consider that for pain. And using the Super Pure Omega-3, which prevents platelet aggregation, all the different things like Julian Whitaker said, a lube job for the platelets, healthy Harvard doctors, how healthy it is for the heart and preventing leading causes of heart attacks and strokes, et cetera, after all their meta-analyses, Super Pure Omega-3 fatty acids. Well, here is a report, doctor's report, that researchers at Tufts University, this is what they said. They said the mainstream has convinced us that daily dose aspirin is perfectly safe. They say everyone over the age of 50 could benefit from a daily aspirin. Well, the so-called health tip, they say, isn't just reckless. It's one of the deadliest health blunders of our time. And they say here, aspirin is a poison, and that's a fact. Researchers at Tufts confirmed it. Yes, even taking a low dose or baby aspirin, as they say, regularly can be dangerous.
Can you imagine?
Let me finish, because the esteemed Journal of the American Medical Association, recently found, and I'll have you say this in 1 second, okay, that aspirin takers are 37% more likely to experience brain bleeding. You were going to say something then.
Yes. Can you imagine? Now, this is recent information, right? Now, why isn't that information being pilloried? Why aren't they saying disinformation? Aspirin really is good for you. That's disinformation.
It is. Okay. It is. It's a lie. And I want to...
Well, wait a minute. This is not a lie. What you're reading is not the lie.
No, and I want you to share
the
this
lie is that aspirin's going to be good for your heart.
Now, here they're talking about medical studies and reporting
in
the journal. Here it is. In 2018, I'm going to share this with you, Dan. The largest aspirin study to date was completed with more than 19,000 seniors over the age of 65 enrolled in the trial. The results left the researchers' jaws on the floor. Aspirin that was taken to prevent heart attacks did not work. And to make matters worse, it was shown to have increased terrifying bleeding events, increased cancer deaths, and increased deaths of any cause. Go ahead. And increased deaths of any cause.
It was shown to increase bleeding events, increase cancer deaths, and increase deaths of any cause. Aspirin. The results forced experts to admit there was, quote, no meaningful observed benefit of aspirin therapy, unquote. In other words, aspirin was worse than useless. In fact, it is positively dangerous. Can I just enter something
here? Go right ahead.
My mom, bless her heart, had a lot of pain throughout her whole life, and she took a lot of aspirin. Every day she was taking aspirin, as needed, several times a day. Okay. She developed dementia in her later years, and Alzheimer's. She was a complete non-communicative person for the last 5 years of her life. My father had to feed her and clothe her and bathe her every day of her life. And she was incommunicado. There was no speech. There was no acknowledgement of anybody in the room except my father. She did recognize him, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But she didn't know me from a load of hay. She didn't know a lot of people at all. But she took aspirin every day of her life for years. I remember that when I was a kid. And I said, well, if I had pain, she says, well, take an aspirin.
Right, that was widely accepted.
And take a Bufferin.
That's
right. Even better for you.
Oh, yes, that's what was so commonly used. So commonly used.
Just one more drug cartel lie.
That's right. And, you know, I'm glad here because remember we brought up ashwagandha?
Yeah.
Well, here is more definition going supporting about what you said in the specific things that it does. Okay.
Right.
Okay. So here it is reported by the European Pharma. Ashwagandha is a highly valued adaptogen in Ayurvedic medicine, one of the oldest healing systems in the world. Ayurveda has been practiced in India for over 5,000 years.
I was wrong. I said 6.
Okay. And they said over 5,000. And has been a prized herb throughout much of Ayurvedic's history. In Ayurveda, ashwagandha is known as rasayana, or rejuvenating herb. The name ashwagandha comes from the Sanskrit word used to describe the essence of a horse.
Huh?
I didn't know that.
What is the essence of a horse?
I don't know. It says
strength.
Here it is. The evidence of a horse referring to both the scent of the plant's roots, but also the strength and vitality that comes with using ashwagandha. Traditionally, ashwagandha has been used for calming nerves, improving energy, physical and sexual, and joint conditions. And in clinical trials, ashwagandha has been shown to reduce cortisol levels, balance stress hormones, and increase protective antioxidant activity, inflammation and oxidation, all of that.
Great for the adrenals.
And it also works with neurotransmitters like GABA, which helps instill a sense of calm. So they're talking about the great benefits of all those great things. And the same experts go on to say how important quercetin and vitamin C are for allergies and that it acts on a compound, the body called histamine. And they go on to say how important it is to reduce histamine, the inflammation and all, with the great things. Okay, wonderful information. We'll share more next time. You know, speaking about wonderful information, 877-4950, 877-4950. And you can call. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Doctor's area. Just without any charge whatsoever, we love to share great information one-on-one with you in a safe and beautiful and comfortable environment, gorgeous sofa. But set up a time where you can sit with either one of us. We're not going to be offended. You know, if we are, we ain't going to tell you. Whichever you choose, 877-4950. Make an appointment. And you can call for any one of our wonderful services, mailing, shipping, getting beautiful things, and also setting up a great time with our juice cleanse expert, the all-organic local juices, high
She's
concentration
great.
In glass, and that's Belinda, who'd love to sit with you and talk with you and give you great information about the juice cleanse. It's the wonderful, and I'm a big fan. I have those green, terrific green juices, and Den does too, every single day, and what detoxification and cleansing.
We have a juicing, a commercial juicing machine, which is remarkable in extracting the most minute nutrient components of every article put in there.
That's right.
And they're all organic.
And when you come by, you also fill up those beautiful glass jugs with the Vortex Power Water. Detox, cleanse, all of that only at Alive and Well.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.